Nobody cares what your name is or what company you're from. They don't care. In fact, you've stolen time away from somebody where time is a really precious commodity. If your name is Bill Gates, then it's different. You could tell them who you are. But other than that, nobody cares. What they do care about, though, is that you can help them increase profits. You can help them increase their sales, or you can help them reduce their costs. So the first words out of your mouth, they have to be related to that, making profits. So that's why the what's in it for me statements are so important. That's why I told that client that got me the phone and the records, the first thing you say is, we're introducing a new boring line, and as part of the promotion, we're offering a free boring tool kit. Can you tell me, do you have a machine shop? That's the first thing. The shorter, the better. So here's how it starts. This is it. This is a new prospect account. We're starting off with a smile, so we're going to have a mirror on our desk. We want to have a smile on our face, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, in my office, we're making phone calls. I'm sitting here, my office manager's next to me, and I make mistakes. I say something stupid, and I know it's stupid. I shouldn't have said it that way or whatever. And so she says to me, nice work, boss, or something. And I'm laughing, and the next call comes up, and I'm laughing when the call comes on. I always do better when I'm actually laughing when I'm making a call. So try to have a smile on your face. For God's sake, don't be angry. And use the Wheel of Fortune. This is terrific. This is terrific. Now, if you got the right kind of compensation thing going on where you're getting a little commission, you've got the training, you've got the database, you've got your PDF files, you can email the people, you got your auto faxing, right? All your tools are right there. You ought to be sitting there going, yeah, thank God I'm in a position to kick butt, because you will be in a position to kick butt. And there you're sitting there. Now, you call in, sometimes you hit an O. Because you get to the phone and the phone goes like this. If you're from Alabama, dial 1. If you're from Arkansas, dial 2. You know, so just hit an O. You get any of that kind of stuff, hit O. That normally will bring you to a person. Now, if it's your phone system, you ought to have it. When you get on a phone, if at any time during the following menu you would like to talk to a person, please dial O and you will be directed to a person. Now, if you're from Alaska, you know, dial 1, and so you go through all that, but you've given them up front the option to get a person. Okay, so sometimes you got to dial an O. Now, you're not seeing a person's name here, are you? The next thing, which is right here, is a what's in it for me statement. We're introducing a new boring line with a free promotional tool kit. Can you tell me if you have a machine shop? I don't care who answers the phone. Anybody that answers the phone to that statement, if they have a machine shop, what are they going to say? Yes, we have a machine shop. If I call up and I say, my name is John Mitchell, I'm calling from Mitchell Selling Dynamics, about half the time I'm going to get a click. If I don't have a machine shop, I'm going to get, no, we don't have a machine shop. That's great. That's all I want to know. If you got a machine shop, I want to know it. So when you say this what's in it for me statement, that's we're introducing a new boring line with a promotional free tool kit. Can you tell me if you have a machine shop? No matter what, that person is going to say something. So there's your what's in it for me statement, and you ask if they have a machine shop. Now, in your business, it might be something else. You know, not do you have a machine shop? I don't know. You have to obviously tailor it to your set of circumstances. So now, whatever they say, yes, we have a machine shop, the next words are, thank you for your courtesy. Now, it's hard for them to kick you in the teeth after you thank them for your courtesy, and you got to remember, they're thinking of, they have a machine shop, you're introducing some kind of new boring line. I have no idea what a boring line is, but there's a free promotional kit. Okay, that sounds like, you know, we might want that. So I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, the receptionist, and remember, they don't put dummies into being receptionists. They got to have somebody that's got a half a brain. So that person is recognizing, if we got a machine shop, you might be able to help us produce more profits. So thank you for your courtesy. The next question is, can I get your name? Melissa, oh, Melissa, thank you so much for your courtesy. Man, I've been getting beat up on the phone here left and right. It's so nice to talk to somebody that's courteous. You know, if you get another call, you put me on hold, no problem. So do you see? You made a connection now. You've got Melissa's name. She knows you may give him a free boring kit. Okay? So this is perfect. Oh, Melissa, now it's Melissa this, Melissa that, Melissa everything. Melissa, we show your address. In most cases, if you're calling somebody, you're going to have their address because you bought the records. You got the addresses.